Now, a new report released by Kildare County Council has detailed employment job types and key towns, as well as the expected future growth across the county. Key areas of the new Strategic Employment Location Study and Employment Strategy reports have both used the census figures and new data to paint a picture of Kildare residents and key trends seen in the county when it comes to job types and differences within the county. And I suppose Daniel Maher on our news team was tasked at this lovely light reading, but you ran through, you're joining me now in studio, but you ran through some of the key findings. So I suppose, firstly, Dan, what did you find in terms of where Kildare people travel for work and figures in relation to that?
Yeah, so as we say, a very, very interesting study. And the kind of key part that kind of came out of it and the headline of it is that one in three Kildare residents, so 36.5%, so that over 40,000 Kildare residents commute outside of the county for work. And then of the over 114,000 resident workers in Kildare, almost 50% are employed within the county. And the study also outlined such as local jobs. And there's also been an increase in local jobs of 25%, which is positive. And then overall, we're kind of going on a lot of census figures, so the 93% employment rate, which is increased by 20% since 2016. And then I think a really interesting part of this is where people work. Where, so I've kind of taken basically four key towns. So there's Naas, Maynooth in the north, and there's Newbridge and Athy in the south. So
Just before, so it did look at multiple towns, but obviously you couldn't cover everything, but these are the ones you were looking at.
Yeah, so it covered essentially every town within the municipal district. So the five key municipal districts and then the towns that lie within there. So I've picked these main four anyway. And look, there's figures galore, and I won't mention every figure that is here. But to be honest, it's interesting when you look at it. You're always, as a journalist, you're always looking for differences. But I suppose the kind of key things that I saw are that in terms of people who work in their own area, it kind of is around 25 to 30% in every area. Naas is the highest; that's 31%. And then those who work in Kildare but not in their own area is kind of similar. Newbridge and South Kildare is actually highest of people who work in Kildare overall. Okay. And then outside of the county, then Maynooth actually has a very high number. So key figures when we're looking at people working outside of the county, it's generally kind of Dublin suburbs and city. There is kind of figures. I think Athy is the only place I saw with like people working in kind of Carlow, not the only people working in Carlow, but the only figures of note of people working in Carlow. So that was there as well. And then there's also a figure of, I suppose, people of blank or mobile destination. So which that could suggest maybe working from home, mobile or no set location. So that can kind of mean a number of things. And Athy kind of tops the group on that one. So it's at 23%. As I say, there's a lot of figures, but I think the key things that I saw from it was that there's a lot of kind of, we are definitely contributing a lot to the Dublin kind of the GDA, and obviously working in Dublin, there's a lot there. But as we say, kind of 25 to 30% in generally in the towns are working in Kildare, in their own area, I should say.
Okay, so that's good news in that sense, but that it's again supporting the local economy, because then maybe they might go for lunch, or we were talking about some remote workers as well. But it's still a significant amount of people leaving the county, and it's nor would that be surprising, really, given our location.
Yeah, and especially North Kildare, and it's not surprising that North Kildare has more people working in the Dublin belt. You know, they are commuter towns, probably more so than Newbridge and Athy, as we have found. Now, Newbridge and Athy are becoming increasingly, but we'll even talk later about the future plans and how North Kildare does seem to be accelerating at a rate that South Kildare isn't. So it is very interesting. And I suppose then, as we move on then to like what they actually do.
Yeah.
So again, it is figures galore, but as we talk about jobs in the area, so the key kind of areas of employment are kind of in, so Naas has nearly 12,000 jobs according to the last census, Maynooth almost 7,000, Newbridge around the same. Now Athy is much further below that.
Okay.
It's below 3,000, which is a slight bit of a worry for a big town like Athy, and obviously we don't know how that will kind of come for the next census. And then there's also an interesting thing, and I'm always kind of not throwing ratios at people, but there's a very interesting figure that came out in this. So it's essentially called a job to resident ratio. So if that's high, it's good, because for, let's say, for one person, there's one job.
Okay.
Athy, again, is very low on that. It's, I think it's one of the lowest in the county, whereas Naas, I think, is probably the highest in the county.
What's their ratio?
So in Athy, it's 0.58. Now, the highest in the county is 1.17 in Leixlip, but Naas is up at 0.92. They've all these kind of future plans are, that's the big thing the council are looking for, I think, is for that ratio to go up. So essentially, for one resident to one job, that's kind of a healthy...
That's what you're aiming for.
Yeah, between kind of 0.8 and 1. So that's kind of another aspect of it. And then, look, in terms of like the jobs that are done in these four towns. There's not actually much differentiation between them. They're very, very broad, to be honest. I don't even know what section I'm in, to be honest. But there is, they are quite broad. And then, look.
So what kind of jobs were you seeing then?
Yeah, so generally, like the main kind of things we saw, I've kind of picked the top three of people in the county and what jobs they do. So the highest in Maynooth was kind of like some manufacturing, mining and quarrying, that whole sector. As we say, very broad sectors. So there is kind of a lot of scope for different things in there. And the only thing they kind of all had in common, the one sector that they all had in their top three, was wholesale, retail, trade, transportation and accommodation. So South Kildare kind of topped, were highest on that as well. So there's, and to be honest, the most conclusive things I've seen actually haven't been here. Like if someone's listening now and said, like, where are the differences? Because that's what people listen in for. They're listening, what's the difference here? But I think as we talk about, and I've seen other papers with this headline as well, as the north-south divide, which is a big thing I looked at, and you do see it. And sorry, I know I'm flicking through a lot of random stuff here.
Go on.
But I think the real differences that I saw on this report was the north-south divide, and not even so much now. But so, like, you look at like unemployment, the top four areas according to the 2022 census of unemployment were in South Kildare. Okay. So as high as the highest, and it's an outlier. It's 14.6%, and the other, there's the likes of Monastereven, and they're all within the Kildare, Newbridge and Athy municipal districts, whereas the lowest is Maynooth at 5.4%. So you see that kind of...
There's quite a variance there.
There's a big variance there as well. And I think as we look then, I suppose, to the future as well... Obviously we talk about that divide that kind of is there at the moment between the north and the south. And look, I know that's only an unemployment rate. There is more to scope other than that, and it's just one report. But I think as you look towards the future, the biggest alarming thing for me was, so basically in this report, every town or every area had one key kind of future area that they wanted to progress with, some kind of industry or some kind of employment. So I won't go through all of them in too much detail, but Little Connell in Newbridge was one in the Newbridge area, Gallows Hill on the Dublin Road in Athy. So they were the two South Kildare ones. And I saw a massive difference between the jobs that were going to be created in these South Kildare elements. Yeah. And also very, very interesting as well is the type of industries that are going to invest in South Kildare versus North Kildare. So in South Kildare, there's kind of a these seem to be kind of lower manufacturing levels, industrial, wholesale level job, which obviously it's still jobs created. But in Maynooth and Naas and Leixlip and Selbridge in North Kildare, there seems to be this big thing that there's biopharma, there's higher advanced manufacturing. And when you think about, we can already see that there's a divide between North and South. So this future projection, which is for 2040, seems as though... And what I would worry for as a person who lives in Kildare is the north is kind of going to completely separate from the south. And that's what we see as well. And even the population booms, it's all in the north. And the south, the south is, I think, is going up by, Athy and Newbridge are going up by maybe 15% in the next 15 years. Maynooth is set to increase population by 66% by 2040.
Yeah, so you're saying, the population boom by 2040 in Kildare, so in the county, with Naas and Maynooth's population to increase by 35 to 66% respectively. And then, as you said, Newbridge and Athy, much more modest, 15%. Now, there's a way more you could be delving into this. Like, that's interesting. As you were saying, the high-tech biopharma does seem to be predominantly based in the north of the county. So they're going to, like, that considerable investment. And then it's just putting, I do appreciate sometimes you need clusters, you know, and that's how things grow. But then it's just such a differential, and it does kind of make, you know, and I don't want to, but it's like the poorer cousin.
Yeah, well, and I would worry about that as well. And I know there is that perception sometimes. And I think when you see it in data like this, it is definitely worrying. And I would definitely worry if I was in them municipal districts. I'd say we could be possibly falling behind here. And I would be even saying the Kildare County Council, should there be, have maybe been further plans to try to push the likes of Athy and Newbridge up towards the likes of North Kildare. But it seems here that North Kildare has kind of just been like, we'll leave yous out on your own. Yous are going to essentially become part of Dublin. And we've seen the centralisation that happens in Dublin. And I know there was previous kind of decentralisation aims to get things out of Dublin, because we can't just have everyone in a country living in one city. And that seems to be kind of what's going to happen. Like, in the next 15 years, like, any place that's, like, Maynooth's not a small town as it is. So for that to increase by 66%, projections.
And where do they go?
And I would worry as well. And the thing is as well, and this is probably something that is for another day, but there's a big thing that they mentioned on their report, that the key areas for housing. So now, not that there won't be housing built in other areas, but Naas, Maynooth, Newbridge, and I think it was Leixlip, I could be wrong, but there was only Newbridge and South Kildare. That was the only area there. So these are the key areas for kind of, so these areas are going to boom in the next 15 years. And I would worry about rural, I'd worry about rural Ireland in general, but rural Kildare as well. So it's very, very, look, it's a very interesting report in general. But yeah, I definitely do think there is that kind of north and south divide that is growing. And I don't think it's unfair to say that looking at this report.
Okay, well, listen, that is...